A fourth sitting city councillor has announced their intention not to seek re-election this fall. After four terms, June Hoffland of Ward 3 is calling an end to her career in municipal politics. "I found it really hard to make my official decision because I'm giving up a job I love, for the most part," Hoffland said, explaining, "I think there's an expiration date, for all politicians. Making space for new potential candidates, that creates a more healthy democracy." Bob Bell of Ward 1 was the first to declare he won't be running again, followed by Mike Salisbury of Ward 4 and Ward 2's James Gordon. As a result, the next term of council will include at least four new members out of 13-2 councillors from each of the six wards, plus a mayor. "I'm not retiring. I'm just rewiring," Hoffland said, using a term from a friend. "I'm just moving on to something else. What does that look like? I'm not quite sure yet," she added, noting that's likely going to include reading, travel and spending time with her granddaughter. Hoffland was first elected to represent Ward 3 in 2006. She was returned to office in 2010, 2014 and 2018. "In my 16 years I've done lots and lots of community building," Hoffland said. "I really believe in being transparent and accountable to my constituents, but also community building means you're making partners and collaboration. I think I have built some really strong relationships and friendships with my community and I'm really proud of that." Asked what she's most proud of during her time on council, the Ward 3 representative provided a robust list that includes formation of the Guelph and Wellington Task Force for Poverty Elimination, setting overarching policy for the Guelph Innovation District, moving forward with the Baker District redevelopment, which includes a new library, conversion of a former convent into Guelph Civic Museum, inclusion of a skating rink, splash pad in front of City Hall, and expansion of cycling infrastructure in the city. She's also pleased with council's setting of environmental goals and policies during her time. "It's councillors that make the decisions, but the real work is done by, in the city of Guelph, an amazing complement of staff. Oh boy, I'm going to miss them," Hoffland said. "Every day when they come to City Hall, they demonstrate innovation and dedication and leadership. Running election campaigns is exhilarating and exhausting at the same time in Hoffland's eyes. I didn't do it alone," she said, noting each campaign saw her knock on about 6,000 doors. "It took a really dedicated, thoughtful group of folks to help me do that. The veteran councillor is looking to give a hand up to those who decide to follow in her footsteps," pointing to the upcoming municipal campaign school event, Raising Women's Voices. That event is set for June 18 between 9 a.m. and noon inside the 10C Community Room at 42 Cardin Street. "I'm handing over the baton, but I'm also willing to mentor future candidates and share my experiences," said Hoffland.